Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
With Psalm 6, we come to the first of the penitential Psalms. 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143. The title indicates the use of stringed instruments for this moving psalm, but adds another word we meet first here, sheminith, meaning an eighth or an octave. This could refer to an eight-stringed lyre, one of which I have in my possession. But the idea of the octave has great appeal as well. You see, there are 7 penitential psalms, one for each day of the week. But the eighth day, the day of the confirming of the covenant by circumcision, Genesis 17, verses 10 to 12, of the firstborn offering, Leviticus 22, verses 26 and 27, of priestly consecration, chapter 9, verse 1, of the offering of purification, chapter 14, verses 8 to 10, and the consummation of the yearly festivals, pointing forward to the time when earth shall keep her jubilee, chapter 23, verses 33 to 36, the eighth day is the new beginning. Like the musical octave, it is the same note again, but at a higher plane, double the frequency. You can almost hear the notes rise from the depths to the heights as you read it. The first 7 verses are all in the lower key. Both David's body and soul are troubled, Psalm 6, verses 2 and 3, trembling in weakness. He fears he isn't long for this world, verses 4 and 5, and believes this is chastening from God, verse 1. That may or may not be, but it's good for the suffering believer to check that possibility. Using hyperbole, purposeful exaggeration to drive home the point, David writes, quote, I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears, verse 6. It doesn't help that his enemies are always after him. And then, right there in the octave verse, everything changes. Quote, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord will receive my prayer. Verses 8 and 9. A new beginning on a higher plane.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.